The Lord be with you.
With your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. When Jesus had washed the disciples' feet, he said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, no slave is greater than his master, nor any messenger greater than the one who sent him. If you understand this, blessed are you if you do it. I am not speaking of all of you. I know those whom I have chosen. But so that Scripture might be fulfilled, the one who ate my food has raised his heel against me. From now on, I am telling you before it happens, that when it happens, you may believe that I am. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever receives the one I send receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. We can see as we continue our onward journey through this season of Easter, the great growth of the early church from something hidden behind closed doors, afraid to go out, to those early disciples going out into the street and proclaiming the word, in doing so, risking their own lives because they might be killed or executed because of God's word. They encounter Saul, who had been involved in persecuting that early church, and look at the conversion that has happened in his life. He is now before his fellow scribes and Pharisees. They ask, has he anything to say for himself, to defend himself? And Paul gets up and he goes through salvation history. And in doing so, he shows how Jesus is the fulfillment of what the Old Testament people had waited for, that Jesus himself is the Messiah. In a couple of days' time, we're at chapter 13 of the Acts of the Apostles. By the time we get to chapter 15, in a few days' time, we will have the Council of Jerusalem, where those early disciples stand up before their fellow Jews and tell them openly that salvation is not just limited to the Jewish people, but God's love is for everyone, the pagans, the Gentiles, as well as the Jews. Great courage. But there's also contradiction in it. The Jews had awaited a great king. They hadn't waited somebody born in a stable. They had awaited somebody who would make Israel strong again, not somebody who would die on a cross. Even for those disciples, their master was the one who washed their feet. Their master, who was God's only son, would be betrayed by one of the friends he had chosen. Today we live in a world of contradictions. We often live in a world of mixed messages. We live in a world where knowing the truth is often drowned out by so many other voices, so many other things looking for our attention. Thank God, in the midst of the current challenges to be Christian community, you have been great to return day in, day out to the live streamed Mass. In the midst of so many other things calling for our attention, to be able to give the 20 or 30 minutes as you do every day to join us, to receive communion spiritually, to be nourished by God's word. We ask as we come together in prayer that the Lord would be with you, to keep you safe and well, that the Lord would journey with you in these Easter days to keep your faith strong, because I'm sure, like for ourselves, many have questioned how could a God that loves us let something like this happen? And yet, in the midst of the suffering and the struggle, we are called to something greater, and we see so much greatness in how so many serve our community and reach out to those in need. Lord, bless us and help us to continue the journey in faith.